I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
This is going to be a short conversation for you.
Why?
I have a very special guest.
And who might this mystery guest be?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not Will Ferrell. None other than comedy legend and star of Christmas Vacation, Chevy Chase.
All right, then let's just wait here till the phone rings.
Hello?
Hello, this is Johnny DiLoretto in Columbus.
John DiLoretto?
Yeah, that's it.
That's a good name. It's no worse than my name, I'll tell you that.
Well, you got a great name.
Hi, John.
Hi, Mr. Chase.
Yes, sir.
Is this you?
No, this is my wife.
It's such a pleasure to talk to you, sir. So we're really excited you're coming to Columbus, to the Palace Theater on December 21st, for a screening of what is now one of the great holiday movies of all time, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
How did that happen? That's great. Thank you. I can't wait to be there. Because I've been doing one or two Christmas Vacation slots, other networks and other stations, and in fact doing Caddyshack and Three Amigos, and Spies Like Us, you know, just little stuff about it, but it just really brings me back to the moment, and it's so exciting for me.
There's this weird little thing with Christmas Vacation that I read that Frank Capra Jr. was assistant director on this movie. Is that true?
Yes, it is true. I didn't remember him much. Perfectly suited and a good guy, but I'd sort of forgotten about it because he never made an issue of that, and I don't believe I ever did.
Well, what's really cool to me about it is that It's a Wonderful Life, which is obviously a huge holiday classic. The success of Christmas Vacation kind of mirrors that. You know, when both of those movies came out, they weren't instant smashes. But over the years, people have grown in their affection for both of them. And now to the point where, like, you know, Christmas Vacation is the same thing. People watch with their families every year. It means so much to so many people now.
Wow. What can I say about that? I think that Jimmy Stewart is the greatest film actor that I've ever seen. And I'm talking about hot ones now.
Yeah.
I'm a good friend with Bobby De Niro and Al Pacino and all this. But the fact is, I think they all agree that he was so good and natural. So, I mean, that's a big deal that I would be in the same plane with that kind of work.
And, you know, movies like Fletch and Caddyshack, it kind of showed me, you know, you didn't always have to be at the mercy of douchebags.
You're welcome for that. It's what I set out to do. What exactly does douchebag translate as?
I don't know, you know, like bullies, just people that you always felt like had the upper hand in a social situation. Your comedy showed me as a young man that, and it's kind of reminded me of Bugs Bunny in a lot of ways. People were actually not as tough as they seemed, and that you could, through humor and maybe even sometimes faux confidence, get the upper hand in a situation.
Well, I think you're exactly right. Comedy, to me, can be just slapstick stuff or dangerous stuff, or this, you know, Harold Lloyd, or it can be closer to what Bugs Bunny was, which was very physical, always physical, but putting the physical in a place where it has a real impact on the other character's life and on our lives. Physical comedy is what I love. That's what I've been doing forever, and it feels so good to finally, after 25 to 80 years of showing a thing, you know, being recognized for that.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. Not easy.
No, I know. It's beautiful. That art of slapstick is such a great art. I watched a few years ago Christmas Vacation with some kids. One of the kids, he goes, "Oh my God, he's so bad at everything."
That's the perfect reading. A parody of a family film. Physical, ultimately. I don't care what you say. But if you're going to laugh at this or that or the other, it's got to have a physical quality to it where you can see the eye blink or you can see the shifty smile.
Well, Mr. Chase, it has been a pleasure to talk with you. I can't wait to meet you at the Palace Theater on December 21st at 7 p.m. for a screening of Christmas Vacation. I can't wait to see this movie with a big, loving audience right before the holidays. So, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Thank you, Johnny. That's so nice. I hope you'll come and say hello.
I will.
When I'm there.
I will. Thank you for your time, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Cinema Classics is sponsored by the Gateway Film Center and is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows online at wcbe.org.